Hey, it's Jim Nelson on 88.5 FM, and right now we're going to continue a conversation that I started, 31 years ago, way back in 87. I almost said way back in 76. I also almost sang on the radio just there. I hope nobody noticed. Anyways, back in 87, the first interview that I ever did with anybody was Mike Peters and Dave Sharp of The Alarm. And right now I'm joined with by Mike Peters of The Alarm again. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Hello, Jim. Fantastic to be here. KCSN.
You are looking good these days. And in a moment, we're going to talk about the fact that I've seen you a whole bunch this year, even though you live way over in Wales on the other side of the world. But it's great to have you in Los Angeles again. And playing some shows. You did one in Orange County a couple of nights ago. You got one in Pasadena tonight at the Rose.
Yeah,
and again tomorrow night.
Club at Agoura Hills tomorrow night.
That's right. And I'll be out at the Country Club in Agoura Hills tomorrow night. So look forward to seeing that show out there. Let's start this thing off nicely. Actually, before I have you play one song, I do have one quick question for you. Let's get this out of the way. Now, throughout the last couple of decades, you've dealt with some health problems that most people don't have to deal with, and you not only dealt with it once but twice, and then again three times you've been diagnosed with leukemia. How are you now? What's going on?
I'm in robust health right now. You know, it's I'm the benefit of advances in the treatments of blood cancers. So now I take my chemotherapy on the road. It's on the tour bus. I have it in the morning and the night, and it's oral. And and up to just 2 years ago, I was tethered to hospitals. So every 3 weeks, I'd have to be in for treatment. There was a day procedures and, you know, wired up to machines and drips and all that kind of thing. And so the new advances have really set me free, which means the band is free again now. And that's why I can come to America and tour like a normal touring musician, which is something I've always dreamt of. And that's really something that's held me back for most of my adult life. I've been tethered to hospitals, like I say.
Right.
So now I'm enjoying the freedom of being out there. And we're on tour. We've got the kids with us, and we're going back on Monday so we can get them back in school. And we've had an amazing tour across America, and the freedom I think is expressed in our new album as well, Equals, and also in the audience. They've been coming back to see us in droves. We had just last two shows both sold out in San Diego and San Juan Capistrano. Amazing concerts.
And excellent.
We were on stage for a long time celebrating the fact that we're alive and kicking,
and we're all thrilled to hear about that. Let's hear a song. You've got your acoustic guitar there. And back in 87, when you and I first now, it wasn't the first time I'd met you, but it was the first time that we were actually doing a formal interview. It was for the Eye of the Hurricane album in 87.
Right, yes,
so
was,
maybe
yeah.
We could hear one of those songs.
Yeah, let's start with a song from the Eye of the Hurricane album. It's called I Love to Feel the Rain in the Summertime. Under the anvil of the sun, sweat like a train, I come, my body a dust, scorched by the might of the sun. Burning light, burning white heat, like wildfire, I sweat a fever, my body screams, disintegrates in the heat. And love is the fate that keeps on burning. Oh, I love to feel the rain in the summertime. Oh, love to feel the rain on my face. Love to feel the rain in the summertime. Burn at the stake on a bed of fire. My body rises, taking me higher. My love's desire is pure ascension fire. Love is the fate that keeps on burning. Oh, I love to feel the rain in the summertime. Oh, I love to feel the rain on my face. Oh, I love to feel the rain in the summertime. Oh, I love to feel the rain on my face. Love to feel the rain in the summertime. And I run till the breath tears my throat, till the pain hits my side. As if I run fast enough, I can leave all the pain and the sadness behind. I love to feel the rain in the summertime. Oh, I love to feel the rain on my face. Oh, I love to feel the rain in the summertime. Oh, I love to feel the rain on my face. I love to feel the rain in the summertime.
Sounds good all these years later, Mike. Sounds wonderful. And of course, you've been in America the last few weeks, so you're very aware of the summertime we've been having here.
Absolutely, yeah. And back in the UK, in Wales, we've had a scorcher. Probably one of the hottest summers on record. And yep. I think everyone wants to feel the rain in the summertime right now.
I was just going to say, I don't know how to convert the temperatures to Celsius, but it's been well into the hundreds here. So in Celsius, that's probably what, minus 83? No. It's what, in the 30s maybe?
Yeah. It's been, we've had 100 degree temperatures in the UK, which is pretty much unheard of since the summer of 1976 was the last really roastingly hot summer in Britain. So
interesting.
But we get used to the rain most of the time. I live in Sunny Rill.
Right.
And appropriately named because we don't get much sunshine.
So hence the song, right? Please rain,
yeah,
come.
That's it.
Mike Peters of The Alarm joining me on 88.5 FM. And Mike, real quick, I want to talk about this new album, Equals, that you guys put out in June. Fantastic collection of songs, by the way. As you know, I've been intimately acquainted with The Alarm's music for...
You have.
I almost don't want to say how many years because it'll date both of us, but it's it's more than three, I'll say that for sure. Great album. Now, I noticed one thing interesting about the album. All I had to do was open it up, even before I looked at anything else. I noticed there's a new member, and I think this is the first time you've ever had a member of the band wearing a cowboy hat. And also...
Female
first time you've
member,
had a
yeah.
female, and wait, now who is this person, Mike?
That's Jules, who's been my wife for 30 years this Monday.
Oh, nice. Happy anniversary.
Of marriage. And Jules has been a massive part of the Alarm family since we met in 1986. And she's played on all my records and we've written songs together. This album was really... The germ and the seeds for it were sown really when Jules was in hospital herself, and I was put in the role of carer. Jules would be my carer for most of my life, you know, really. And then the roles reversed, and I was in some pretty intense situations. And I started just writing what I was feeling into my phone. And then Jules, when I showed her what I was writing, she said that should really be where your new record comes
there
from.
You go.
And because I don't usually work like that. I usually work from a song title and then you almost start at the top of the mountain with a chorus and then you work your way back down to find the bridge and the verse lyrics and the intro and then there it is. Whereas this one started with the lyrics and there was no music and I sort of had to work my way up to the top of the find the chorus almost at the end. So there's I think there's an element of the record speaking to people clearer because the lyrics were defined early on and I wasn't just trying to make the words fit with a pre-ordained piece of music, if you like.
It sounds like a huge difference in that way. I was kidding a minute ago when I said, who is this?
I've known
Jules almost as long as you have.
How
is she feeling these days?
She's fantastic. You know, look, when we were here last year, Jules was wearing a wig. She'd lost her hair. She was just been through an incredible breast cancer experience and survived and was been able to tell the story. And this year to see her with her femininity recovered and her womanhood intact, and you know, it's a real incredible story that she's got to tell. And we've just had a BBC documentary in the UK,
right,
that's shows what a woman has to go through to survive, and really, so it's so synonymous with the story of the alarm and what the alarm is about, making it through the day, trying to hold on to the values that define you as an individual, and not let humanity be eroded by the challenges of life. So it's a real living out a whole story of the alarm. So we're very proud to have a part of our family and on the stage. And I think in this day and age, to have a female presence in the alarm, it reflects the society we live in. You know, when we first interviewed and we were first came to America, rock and roll was quite very much a male dominated industry,
right.
and those barriers and that glass ceiling has been broken, and you see women fronting their own bands. You know, when we first came to America in 1984 and played with the Pretenders, Chrissie Hynde was a rarity.
Yeah.
But now you've got women in all kinds of bands and all female bands and making great music, and so it's nice to be able to reflect that shift in society on stage and in the way the band is set up.
Outstanding. We're talking with Mike Peters of The Alarm, and we're here at Studio V at Westfield Topanga, where we have this big picture window out to the outside world. While you were answering that question, Mike, you didn't see what I just saw, but some gentleman just came up to the window and peered in, and as soon as he looked in and saw that you were sitting right there, you should have seen the look of enthusiasm, and he literally ran off like he was going to get more people.
Okay.
It's him, he's really here. That's kind of a nice sight for me to see that you missed. So.
It's exciting, you know? And that's what's been happening on this whole tour, people reconnecting with the band, and the new record has got us a radio presence here in the USA and in the UK, and it's created a real excitement around the band and the stage shows, and when we roll into town, people
Fantastic.
Are looking forward to it as much as we are, and like I say, we've got a lot to live for, so it's you know, we're in a great position, and we're really loving every minute.
I'm glad to hear that. We're going to listen to a song from the new album that Mike's going to play for us acoustic in a moment, but Mike, I want to ask you real quick about the album you talked about a little bit a moment ago. I want to sort of zero in a little bit more on the words, because one thing that I've known as a fan of the Alarm, going back to 84, back to marching on and 68
Strength
guns
and, lot, yeah.
and all that stuff. You've always had peace and love as a sort of a unifying, ongoing theme in your lyrics for as long as I can remember. It's been a part of who you are. But it feels to me like there might be even a little bit more of that on this new album. Do you notice that also?
I think so, because when I started writing the record, I was reflecting internal feelings because of the situation that I was found myself in as a family member, when that the existence of our family was under threat from distortions of nature, shall we say. But also on the outside, we were living in strange times. You know, there was Brexit was happening in Britain. Mr. Trump had come into the presidency and shaken everything up at its core. And so and there was the whole career situation, and we lived in very uncertain times, and we still are. And so I thought that was obviously right there in the lyrics. And I started to split them to try and get some kind of handle on where I was going lyrically. I put all the songs that were emotional on the left-hand side in a red corner, and that was like heart-shaped, I felt. And then there was a darker side that I put in a black, viral black side of and I kept two notebooks, a red one and a black one, and I was expressing certain lyrics in the red book and others in the black. And the black was really reflecting what was happening outside. And I just feel there's a, you know, now more than ever, we need tolerance. We need patience. We need to understanding, and fools rush in to deal with human conflicts, political conflicts, and I think we just need time to take stock that we're living in a very different time now, where everything has changed. The social media world we live in affects everything on a massive way, and I think we need to really have people who can represent us in the way we are and the way we conduct our lives as human beings. We shake hands on the street, we're tolerant of each other, we smile, we listen, and I think that's how we need to be represented going forward. We need to be able to be good listeners politically and humanely,
right.
And be awesome. All-encompassing, and there's endless possibilities in the world we live in now, and if we find the positive ways to move forward together as human beings in a peaceful way, then the skies, earth and planet can be a beautiful place to live for everybody.
And we saw that 50-ish years ago, certainly in this country, when the last time there was such a social and political upheaval as there is now, and we saw a lot of rock musicians come to the fore with songs expressing their thoughts about the turmoil and whatnot, songs of peace, songs of love. So it's really great and important that we have people like you out there voicing things like that as well. You've got a song on the new album called Beautiful that I've played here on 88.5 FM plenty of times. We're speaking with Mike Peters of The Alarm. How many arms would I have to twist to get you to play that now?
You don't have to twist my arm at all. I'm more happy to play it.
Good, because you'll need them to play that guitar, won't you?
Okay, let's have a go. Everything is beautiful tonight here in California.
Everything's breaking down and being changed. Everything's drowning, going down beneath the waves. And I know that everything is beautiful tonight. Everything is beautiful on the inside. Ooh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, everything is beautiful, beautiful. Everything I had is gone. It's the same but different. And all that I have I lost. I don't care where it comes from now. And I know that everything is beautiful tonight. Everything is beautiful on the outside. Whoa, 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 whoa. Everything is beautiful. I've been there before. I've been there before. Everything said makes no sense. Everything real, real is not real. And I know that everything is beautiful tonight. Everything is beautiful on the inside, on the outside. Everything is beautiful tonight. Everything is beautiful on the outside, on the inside. Whoa, 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 everything is beautiful.
It certainly is. Mike Peters of The Alarm, live acoustic version of a song called Beautiful from the new Alarm album called Equals. You've heard the electric version of that on 88.5 FM. And we're going to hear one more new song from Mike in just a moment. Mike, we're I'm loving this, but we're getting close to the end of our time here. So a couple of more quick questions for you. First of all, decades ago, Woody Guthrie took his acoustic guitar and painted the phrase on it, "This machine kills fascists."
He did.
And I have a feeling somewhere in what I just said is the inspiration for a group of guitars that I've seen you with now. The one that you're playing right now says what, Neutralizer on it?
Neutralizer, yeah.
And last time you were here with me a year ago, you had one that I think said Equals on it, or Equalizer maybe, I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's right.
You have several of those. What? Tell me about these guitars. You've had them made for you?
Yeah, they're made by Auden Guitars, and the original one was called the Deceiver, because it looks like an acoustic guitar, but underneath the body is a full electric instrument, and so it's built on the tradition of how the alarm created its first sounds. We took an acoustic guitar, which was where all the songs were written on, and then we amplified that, because we felt like in the bands we had previously, something was being lost in the translation from acoustic to the electric instruments. And so I said, why don't we just put an electric pickup in the acoustic guitar, and then the music stays at home, stays where it was created. And that's really how the band came into being. And we've always been known for having acoustic guitars that are very loud. Because that's how when you play an acoustic guitar to yourself at home, it's as loud as can be. You strap on the acoustic and you're Jimi Hendrix, you're Jimmy Page, you're The Edge, you're all those guys at home. And when you go onto a stage, then you need the amplification. And it's in that moment where you can define your own sound. And by putting a pickup into an acoustic guitar, define the sound of the alarm.
Some people sit at home with their acoustic guitar mic and they strum it, and at that moment they're Mike Peters of the alarm.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. That's kind of you to say that.
Now, you, through the experiences that you've had with cancer, with leukemia, you created a foundation. I love this. I want to give you a moment to talk about this, because your foundation is about helping people worldwide through some of the things that you've dealt with. You've used your trauma, turmoil, experience, almost said tragedy, but that's not right, because you've successfully gone past it. But you've used that to help people in a bigger picture. Tell us about this foundation and what it does.
Well, in the outset of my leukemia diagnosis, I instinctively felt I needed to still keep playing music, and I wanted to not allow cancer to take that away from me, because I felt like I would be losing in that situation. So to me, staying alive as a musician meant staying alive as a human being. And so I came to America to play a concert, and it was there that I met another leukemia survivor called James Chippendale.
Right, I've met James.
And James is, he'd had a bone marrow transplant with a donor from Germany. And I said to James, look, you don't realize how lucky you are, because to be alive, because your donor from Germany, if he'd been in Britain, he would have been not considered too old for the donor registry, and he wouldn't have been on the list and wouldn't have saved James's life. So we decided to try and step forward and regulate the way cancer is treated around the world. You know, we decided to go to mountains like Mount Everest and Kilimanjaro and try and provide support services for people who don't have access to the kind of treatments that kept James and I alive. So we, by climbing Everest, Kilimanjaro, we the money we raised in the USA and in the UK, we kept it in those countries, and where it would go in an awful long way. And as a result, we were able to build a cancer center in Nepal. We built a children's cancer center in Dar es Salaam in Tanzania.
That's so amazing.
So it's been amazing. And the bone marrow registry get on the list campaign that we run through Love, Hope, Strength. We've now interacted with so many artists. We're working with Ozzy Osbourne this summer. We work at Lollapalooza festivals, all the major festivals across the USA, and then artists like Flogging Molly and Rancid. It goes Kenny Chesney. We go right across the gamut of musicians, and we've saved lives at their concerts by getting people to do a cheek swab, get on the registry, and then of those 170,000 which we've registered so far, over 3,700 now have stepped forward to give life blood to keep somebody alive. So it's incredible statistics, and it means that through working together with artists, with Love, Hope, Strength, we've been able to turn a normal rock concert into a life-saving event, which is phenomenal.
Mike, you know, as we mentioned at the beginning of this conversation, you and I have known each other a long time, virtually our entire adult lives, actually. And I've watched you move people with your words and your songs and your live performances. And frankly, I've been one of those people on many occasions. And now you're helping to save people's lives with your Love, Hope, Strength Foundation. And good on you. Good on you for all of that. You're doing good things with your life and you're helping other people. And
it's led me to meet people like yourselves who've helped us get on the radio and talk about the foundation. And somebody out there listening now whose life might be transformed by this conversation. They might do something about a situation they're in. And we're really lucky to have that. And that's what we set out to do as a band, and meet people and help each other along the way.
If somebody were listening right now and wanted to do more, what would they do? How would they find out about this foundation?
Go to the lovehopestrength.org website. There's all the information is there. You could register to get on the list, and we could send you a mail donation swab kit in the post. Come to any most concerts these days we're present at, and or you know, you can get involved. We've got treks to raise funds, support our campaigns. We're going to the Grand Canyon in October. We're doing a concert down in Arizona there in the canyons. We're taking Billy Duffy from The Cult with us, Robin Wilson from the Gin Blossoms, two amazing artists who support the cause. We'll be raising funds, and we've got a golf event in Las Vegas. So there's all sorts of ways. We try to, you know, because we're a rock and roll cancer charity, we want it to be cool and fun, and we want to sort of break down that mythology that surrounds cancer that's come from the darker days when, if you were diagnosed with leukemia 20, 30 years ago, it was a death sentence. But now it's not. You know, testicular cancer, if you are unafraid to call your doctor, if you find something unusual, don't think it's going to go away. It isn't. Respond, go to the doctor, get checked out, get there early, because then everybody, and I mean everybody, has got a fighting chance to, if not just survive, have time. You know, you can't buy that.
Right.
If you could get an extra 2 years because you've responded to something as a result of this phone call, that's a gift that you don't want to pass up on.
Good stuff, Mike. Thank you for all that. Again, The Alarm playing at the Rose tonight in Pasadena. Tomorrow night they're at the Canyon Club in Agoura Hills.
Yeah. And we're coming back in October the 25th. We're going to be playing at the Roxy in Hollywood. So you heard that first on KCS.
Nice, nice, nice. The Roxy. I will plan on being
October
at that show 25 as well.
It's going to be amazing.
Mike Peters, thank you so much. The Love, Hope, Strength Foundation, lovehopestrength.org, and the Rose tonight in Pasadena, Canyon Club tomorrow night in Agoura Hills. The album is called Equals. And Mike, this is the ongoing conversation. We'll do this again, I know.
I hope so, Jim.
Thanks for so much. We're going to let Mike play one more new song and going out. And thanks for joining us again from the new album.
Thanks, everyone at 88.5. Amazing to be here.
Thanks, Mike. From the new album Equals, this is another one you've heard me play on the air. This is called Two Rivers from Mike Peters of The Alarm on 88.5 FM.
Love and hate divides us. Two sides of the wall. Fighters and lovers. Divide and fall. I was looking for you. You were looking for me. Now I can see you on the other side of the barricade. Blood brothers, all our paths across. The testament divides and unites us all. One day we'll meet again. 'Cause this fire I've got still burning. Oh, are you with me? 'Cause we can wash away all our sins. Wipe the blood from our hands in the water. The cool, cool water. We can wipe the slate clean. Where the two rivers meet. Carpe diem, my friends. I know you all so well. No one dies in the courtroom. Only the judge condemns. We were closer than enemies, now adversaries. I tell you this for nothing. If I don't see you in heaven, I'll see you in hell. I'll be there in the blood red, viral black. There when tomorrow becomes today. I'll be there when you think it's all over now. Safe to get back out on the street. Oh, are you with me? Because we can wash away all our sins, wipe the blood from our hands in the water, the cool, cool water. We can wipe the slate clean where the two rivers meet. Where the two rivers meet.
Mike Peters of The Alarm, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you very much indeed.